In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On thy commandments will I ponder, and I will understand thy ways. That's the 15th verse of Psalm 118. And what does it mean to ponder? I don't think we do much pondering in our society. Everything's fast in our society. We don't spend a lot of time pondering. As I've gotten older, I think I've learned a little bit more about pondering things. It's a numbers game. Really, just perfectly honestly, it's a numbers game. If you think a lot of worldly thoughts, you can't be spiritual. If you think a lot of spiritual thoughts, then you can be spiritual. If you think about the Lord, if you think about the commandments, if you read the scriptures with real intent and real desire, then you start to become like the scriptures. It's a numbers game. It's really not any different in any discipline. You're not going to be any good at shooting free throws unless you shoot free throws. Lots of times. You don't understand the things you study unless you go over them over and again, over and over again, unless you're some sort of, you know, freakish genius, and not too many of us are like that. Most of us, when we took physics, we had to study. It's the same with the Word of God. It's the same with the law of God. We must ponder His law, His commandments, because His commandments reveal who He is. They're not imposed edicts. They are expressions of who He is. And we are supposed to become like Him. And if we ponder His commandments, the psalmist promises that in pondering His commandments, he will understand His ways. So that's the path to the knowledge of God, pondering of the commandments. And it's a numbers game. So if you're not reading the scripture every day, you really don't have a whole lot of chance of really knowing God. If knowing God, knowing the commandments, is not your first priority, then it will get lost in the shuffle of day-to-day life. It just definitely will. You have to carve out time for it, and you have to carve out attention for it. You can have time, but not have the attention. You have to say to yourself, with God helping you, that you're going to read the scriptures, read the fathers, listen in the services with intent, with a desire to be filled. That's one of the best times to ponder the scriptures, when they're being read aloud. Especially, to be honest, in the quieter services with less people, the evening services when we read the parables and vespers, sometimes they just jump out and grab me. And I would like them to stop for a moment and just think about it. But even so, that even though the moment passes, there's some real grace that God gives to me and gives to you when you're pondering His scriptures in this way. Now, in order to be able to ponder the commandments of God, we have to develop a vocabulary and understand certain things. Just like in any discipline, you cannot understand mathematics without understanding mathematical symbols and the way mathematicians express themselves, what they mean when they say this and what they mean when they say that. It's the same thing. All the phrases and terminology and poetry and allusions in the scriptures, we have to read them over and over and over again. And when we do, they start to become part of us, so that we're not busy trying to understand, what does this allusion mean? I don't understand what this difficult phrase means. Instead, we already have the syntax down, and then it speaks to our heart. My hardest courses in college, bar none, were the 4 semesters I took of German. And the reason why is because for some reason I just couldn't get the vocabulary very well. I never really knew it that well. I studied it a lot, an incredible lot. It wasn't from laziness, just I'm not that good at it. And so when we were reading in the 4th semester, 3rd semester German books, I was so frustrated that almost every word that I didn't understand, you know, that I hadn't seen before, I just couldn't figure it out. I had to look it up. And so that's very slow, reading a book like that. I didn't have the vocabulary down. You have to have the vocabulary down. Scripture speaks a certain way, has a certain style, a certain rhythm, and you must understand that style and rhythm, and you will not understand it unless you read it over and over again. I'm not so sure that you can understand the Gospel of John until you've read it 100 times straight through. And then things just start jumping out of the page. They're doing that for me now. And I think all it is an accumulation of being around the Scripture, of the number of times that I've read it. And now finally, it's just easier to understand, so that the deeper meaning can sometimes be communicated. You've got to do the same thing. Many of you are very young here. Read the Scriptures a lot. Read them over and over and over again. Because the Scriptures give us who God is. They are a reflection of God, the one who created us. And so if we read them over and over again, we will eventually be at the state of competence that we can ponder on them. Now, there's another thing you have to do to ponder the commandments of God. If you don't live according to those commandments, there's no chance whatsoever of understanding. I think we see that in our daily life in the political arena now. The arguments that people are making for immoral behavior are completely based on secular, emotional arguments. They don't understand the spiritual side at all. It is completely foreign to them. We can't speak to such people that God created them male and female in the garden, and that he established the office, the agency of marriage, the sacrament of marriage in the garden. By the way, before the sexual act, Adam and Eve were man and wife before they consummated their union. That will only happen after the fall. And so marriage, we understand if we really understand the Word of God. But if you don't understand the Word of God, if you don't understand moral living, then those arguments are like trying to speak in some sort of high philosophical language to someone. They don't understand a word of it. But we must understand. You must become spiritual in how you think. I saw something in the service for tonight. We're about to read it in Matins. I fed on dark and swinish thoughts when, like the prodigal, I left thee, O Savior, and went into a far country. But now I cry, I have sinned against thee, I have sinned. Save me, for fervently I run for refuge to thy tender mercy. That's from the Canticle 3 of the Canon. That's sort of the opposite of what the psalmist is speaking of. To feed on dark and swinish thoughts is to feed on death, to feed on anti-God. To feed on God is to ponder on the commandments and live according to the commandments. And then according to the promise that the psalmist has made, which God will surely honor, we will understand his ways. It's the only way to understand his ways. We need to read more scripture. We need to read it a lot, often. Not just during Great Lent, but constantly. Especially the Gospels and the Psalms. I think those are the two most important. Some of the epistles are quite important as well. All of the scripture was beneficial, but certain things touch us, I think, more deeply. Should be reading the Gospels every day and trying to read the Psalter every day and living according to what you read. And then you'll understand. Remember that what you spend your time with is what you become. If you value the world, then no matter how much you understand about church, you're like the world. If the time you spend is in the world, then you'll be like the world. If you watch more TV than you read the Gospel, you're in pretty much big trouble. You're not going to do so well. You're not going to become very spiritual. You're not going to understand the ways of God. So may God help us to be like the psalmist, to ponder the commandments of God. And then the promise will occur. God will honor this. We will understand his ways. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.